everyone, and welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And we are at episode 10.
Damn, double digits.
That's crazy because we only record once a week and we've skipped 2 weeks. So we've been doing this for 3 months now.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday.
It really doesn't seem like it's been that long. Yeah,
no, not at all.
That's kind of crazy. But yeah, episode 10. We have a couple things we want to talk about. So we talked about this before on the podcast, but I kind of want to talk about it in a more like updated kind of way, like how it's affecting me right now.
Have we talked about this?
Like wanting to stop.
Oh, you're talking about the alcohol.
And I wanted to talk about alcohol. And like I said, I've talked about this a few times before, but I've just been struggling going back and forth with like, do I want to drink alcohol? Do I not? How much alcohol do I want to drink when I do drink? Yeah. Like how frequently? And it just has not been, I'm conflicted because it doesn't seem to be working for me right now. And I can notice the ways that, it kind of hinders me and I've been holding myself back in certain ways because it stops me from, you know, doing things to my full potential. And at the same time, I also just like, there's this part of me that just like really wants to just live life and like wants to drink sometimes. Yeah.
No, I get it.
So, that's what I wanted to talk about. So what's interesting is D'Angelo has not drank any alcohol in like 4.5 weeks.
Almost 4.5 weeks. I'm into my 5th week.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I've been like the complete opposite. So it's been kind of interesting. Do you want to talk about the different ways that that has affected you or made you feel better? Or do you like it? Do you not like it?
Yeah, no, I think I'm liking it because here's the thing. We've been drinking for a while now, mm-hmm. years, every weekend. I mean, so that's been a big part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And just this 30 days without it, I'm starting to feel better, right? I don't get the fatigue and all the stuff of the alcohol, right? But
mm-hmm.
same thing. I felt like the alcohol was holding me back from reaching my full potential in certain things, my physique, my mental focus, you know, just my cognitive function in general, just
mm-hmm.
what I know my mind, body, and spirit can be. Not without the alcohol, because I've never done it without the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole journey that I've been on and that we've been on for years now, I mean, the past 7 years has been with alcohol the whole time. So I'm kind of excited to see where it could take me without it and being consistent, because I don't know what the result of that is and like how much better it can be right now. Than right now, you know, for me personally. So I think that's just kind of why I want to take a break. And I feel good. I feel good. I think after a little while longer of not doing it and actually implementing the changes I want from not doing it, I feel like it was a much better choice. I mean, I hope.
Yeah.
Or I just drink a little bit here and there, you know.
Yeah, and I've noticed that, like, even when I have been drinking, it just doesn't seem like as fun anymore. It's not really hitting the same. And I'm noticing it's making me, like, even while I'm drinking, it's making me feel, like, real tired.
Oops.
Not yeah. even really, like, an upper.
Like, you know? You're not in the party mode.
You just... Alcohol doesn't make me, like, like drowsy and tired and like,
yeah, yeah.
like that. I mean, it like actually does a complete opposite. But you're right. It's not like like out partying or like just out drinking in general. Like we usually just are like chilling at home.
Yeah.
When we're drinking, and that was another thing D'Angelo brought up before, and then we were talking about it earlier. Was like, what if we just drank when we like went out to go do something like or like. To dinner or like yeah, just yeah. out to go do something in general. So, I mean, that's always an option too. I just, it doesn't seem as fun anymore. And I'm noticing, even with drawing back on how much that I've been drinking, like, it's still every weekend, but how much I'm consuming when I drink.
Yeah.
Even cutting back drastically, it's like the next day, because I'm a little dehydrated or a lot dehydrated, depending on how much I drank and how much I had to eat at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, everything irritates me. I don't want nobody touching me. I don't want anybody talking to me. My daughter's getting on my nerves, even though she's not really doing anything out of the ordinary. Like, I just don't like it. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to go through life and live life through that lens. It's uncomfortable. And you're hurting the people around you, too. I'm sure my daughter, she doesn't know why I'm acting like that, but she can definitely feel it, and I'm sure it's not fun for her either. I even noticed she starts to like not want to be around me and goes to, not that this is the only time that she goes to D'Angelo, but she'll go to want to hang out with D'Angelo more. She won't really like come and bother me, or she'll go and want to hang out with my aunt and not really want to like be around me. And it's a little heavy on my heart.
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit. And so I have to take a step back and be like, okay, is this really worth it?
Is this working?
I know I am such a great person and I'm a fun person. I don't know that I really need to be drinking every single weekend just to have a good time. I could have a good time without it and then still feel really good the next day. And like D'Angelo said, the longest I've gone for years now without drinking on the weekend was like
2 weeks.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. It might have been just over, but that doesn't even make much of a difference.
Because we did the 2 weekends without and then
that following weekend.
And then
so almost 3 weeks. But even so, like over the
course of
a few years. Like several years, what difference does that make? I feel like you don't really get the taste of what it's like to not drink all the time when you only do it for a few weeks, having done it for so many years.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And I think it's also an issue that, I mean, I think it's an issue, and I also think it's not an issue that I come around to the weekend and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to drink, but then I end up drinking. Because I do just want to be in the present. And I do just want to have fun. But then at the same time, I'm like, you're kind of self-sabotaging, I guess, in not a conscious way. I mean, it's conscious now.
Well, yeah. And I think what you even said earlier, like the point of it is the hindrance on the limitless potential that we know we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that being a factor of holding us back,
mm-hmm.
is the alcohol. Sure, we always have fun even when we drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is still always fun, but for me at this point, it's the physical and the mental aspect that comes with it. The effects of the alcohol, not the actual alcohol itself, because we're not angry drunks. We're not, I mean, we're fun even drunk, mm-hmm. all the time, you know. I'm just over not embodying that limitless potential from, you know, taking out the things for me personally that I know I need to remove that no longer serve me in that way. Allow me to grow. So I'm ready to let that part go for a while. Maybe years, maybe whatever. Who knows? But I just want to see what my
maybe years potential crazy, looks like. Maybe years is you've only not done it for almost 3.5 years.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's possible.
Days, months, years, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And like I said previously, I know we've talked about this before, but it's been something that I'm still working on and dealing with. And I know a lot of other people are in the same boat as well. So I just wanted to share what that's been like for me and just share where I'm at with it. Hopefully other people can relate to that and feel like, you know, I don't know, maybe it can help in some way hearing that somebody else is struggling with the same types of things and that you're not a bad person, you're not a terrible person, you don't, you know, even if you do struggle with drinking alcohol and stopping, or if it's kind of like taking over your life, you do have the power to change the trajectory of your life and stop the habits that you aren't really helping you. And yeah, I just wanted to share that so that somebody, if they needed to hear that, that it helped.
Right.
It didn't flow as well as I would like it to, but I guess it's just because I don't really have much other words for it because I'm still going through it. I'm still like in the midst of it, trying to figure it out in which direction I'm going to go with it. But as of right now, the alcohol is not seeming like the route. So that kind of leads into our next topic about how your relationship with yourself can affect your relationship with other people. You want to speak on that, my boy?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good example of how that works. I have a great relationship with myself most of the time, right? Think positive thoughts, feel positive thoughts, right? You got to feel it to think it, and you got to feel what you think, you know, to make it work. But when it isn't working in my favor, right? And the relationship with myself, in the negative aspect for me, is mostly anger.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that reflects my relationships, you know, quite a bit. Like you said, even with Kehlani, I realize that when I get a little angry, in which, you know, we don't yell at our child, you know, whatever, right? We get stern. She doesn't want to be around me either. And that kind of hurts me. Helps me reflect a lot on myself. And then I usually end up talking to her about it. And then, you know, she feels better, or sometimes just wants her space. But that just allows me to come back to myself, you know, figure out those things and build a better relationship with myself so that I'm able to mitigate that from happening again, the relationship between me and her, right? Because that has nothing to do with her at all and has everything to do with me, you know, and what I'm dealing with internally.
I mean, I think it's very clear for me how my relationship with myself has affected the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Down to when I was really going through it, not being the best mother that I know I could have been. Emotionally, not that I wasn't taking care of my child, that never happened, but also not being the best partner and wife that I could have been because I wasn't the best person to myself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like that this topic can go in so many different ways.
I guess my point is, when I talk about it, is like, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And you have to treat yourself well and nice and positive and love yourself to be able to reflect that onto something else or somebody else, right?
Ooh, this is off topic, but we're going to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, pumpkin patch. October 12th.
Yeah, just under 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to go to the pumpkin patch. I don't know why, but probably because I have a child. But last year and this year, I've just been like so excited for fall and like Halloween time. And yeah, so I'm really excited to go to the pumpkin patch. Last year when we went to the pumpkin patch, we went to Del Oso in Lathrop. Last year when we went, D'Angelo and I tried this flight of ciders.
Alcohol.
I think ciders. They were, yeah, they were alcohol.
No. Yeah.
What are we talking about? See, I'm conflicted. I don't know if I'm going to be partaking in that, but I want to. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But we tried these ciders, these alcoholic ciders. There was like four different flavors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, they were really good. I'm really excited to try that. They've got animals there. They've got different rides, different games.
Mace's Haunted House.
Yeah, they've got all of it. So, and we get our pumpkins from there. Kehlani has been asking me to get her a pumpkin. And I've already gotten her like two little ones. But like she wants one to actually carve.
A bigger one.
So we're going to. And I saw this thing on Instagram where. It was a reel, I think, where they're talking about if you have young kids and like they struggle with carving pumpkins, but they want to participate too. It was a cookie cutter, but like shaped as a witch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They put it on in front of like basically on the front of the pumpkin and then pushed it in. So I was thinking we can like get something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Let her take the hammer and hammer it in. Oh, yeah. So she's still like cutting it herself, you know? What the hell was that?
It's a bug.
It was. I can't stand. I can't stand just bugs in general, but mosquitoes and flies buzzing in my ear. Who? It's like. It's as if somebody were to have a chalkboard right here and were to be scratching it right next to your ear. That's yeah. What it feels like for me. I saw it. I saw it in the mirror. Oh, maybe that wasn't the bug. That's a tiny little bug. But anyways, yeah, I thought that would be cute. That would be cool so yeah. That she can actually carve it herself. Because I want to carve my own pumpkin. Don't nobody got time to be carving all three different pumpkins.
Yeah. Three, you know? Pumpkins? Shit. I'm definitely going to carve a pumpkin.
Well, yeah, I was including yours. Like, for us, doing three different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
What?
Us you said three you different have... pumpkins? I was just...
Oh.
Clumping us together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the light Kehlani was looking for.
The light? Oh, yeah. That's for her little...
I've been little... staring at it and I just realized it right now.
Yeah.
She could use that in her pumpkin. But
she
yeah.
She loves that in her pumpkin.
That'll be really fun. I want to get some like fall decor, like some Halloween decor.
Yeah.
Kehlani loved decorating for Halloween last year.
And Christmas. She loves all of it.
She loves all of it.
She loves decorations.
She's really excited to trick or treat again this year. She keeps asking me about it. And she was like, how am I going to get a bag to put my candy in? I'm like, girl, I'm going to get you a little bag. And she was trying to get this raggedy like bucket. This dollar bucket from Save Mart earlier. And I'm like, hey, Lenny, no. I'm going to get you something better than
right,
that. Even though
bag.
She don't eat the candy. She yeah, did yeah. know. She did ask me within this past week. I don't know. I was saying the other day.
If she could have just a little bit.
Yeah, she asked if she could just have a little bit of the candy. And I'm like, she's like, I promise I'm not going to throw up. Because last year she took two bites of a Snickers and like projectile vomited. All over the bathroom because she doesn't eat candy. We don't give her candy, so her stomach was like, what the hell is this?
First time she ever had a Snicker, and it was a mini. And
it was a mini.
All over the place.
It was crazy. So she really wants to try it again. I mean,
she said, I promise I'm not going to throw up. The candy's not going to do it to me this time. Yeah.
In last year, we let her trick or treat with her cousins, and she had like
a blast.
Yeah, she had a great time, and I think she had a piece of candy that night but didn't throw up. But we ended up just giving the baggy candy to his mom because she likes it. Yeah. But she knows. I've seen a lot of people are like, some people think that it's wrong. You shouldn't let them trick or treat if they can't keep the candy. And then some people are like, I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing. They just think you shouldn't let them trick or treat if they can't eat the candy. But it's like,
you can want your kids to have fun without eating candy.
Yeah, don't really care about none of that. Just because other kids are eating all this candy and trick or treating doesn't mean that she has to eat the candy. She already knows this. She was 3 years old trick or treating, and we told her she's not eating this candy.
Oh yeah.
And she had a great time, and she was totally fine with us leaving the candy at his mom's house. Now, at first, she didn't really know that she wasn't ever going to get it back. She thought we were just leaving it there for Gigi.
We took a few pieces home.
Yeah. And then she kept asking, does Gigi still have my candy? I'm like, girl, I don't know.
That candy gone. Okay, everybody ate that damn candy.
Yeah. But yeah, she's excited. She wants us to all dress up too. Yeah, we got a wedding decided. Later this month. Yeah, one of his buddies that he used to work with is getting married. So again.
Yeah, the invitation says again. I thought that was cool.
In in Morgan Hill, so that'll be fun. I gotta find something to wear to that.
And I'm going to drink at that event. That's gonna happen. So that'd be 2 months in.
Listen, I'll probably have a little sippy sip at the pumpkin patch. I'm not gonna hold you. Yeah. Okay, but I think that's the next step for me, because I've gone back and forth for such a long time now, and I always end up still drinking because I like it. Like, everybody's got to pick their poison, so I like it. But I think there's just certain seasons where you can, you know, have a blast. A
ball out.
Yeah, and then sometimes you really need to just buckle down and focus, and I think that this is one of the seasons that I'm in. And not, and that I'm not saying that means to like not ever have a sip of alcohol at all. I just want to be a little more focused. And so maybe for right now, my next step, my next baby step is to only drink when I go out to do something.
An event, yeah.
And that doesn't mean every single time I go out, like to go out to eat something or something like that. I just mean like you said, an event, like going to the pumpkin patch. And that's...
We go to Taco Bell, we need a bottle of wine.
Why was I thinking Taco
Bell? We go to Taco Bell, we need some margaritas.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hella funny.
Yeah. So maybe that's the next step, because that'll be 2 weeks from now. So
yeah, the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, because we're doing that 12th. That's the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've also.
And then the 25th. You can wait till then again. The 12th to the 25th. That's yeah. 2 weeks.
Another little tweak I've tried to make with the alcohol is not drinking hard alcohol.
Yeah.
I've just been drinking wine.
Does it work? Does it not work? Who knows?
You know, no, it definitely makes a difference for me, because once I start taking a few shots, I just
won't stop.
This is going to sound really bad. I just feel like I can't stop. And that sounds like an addict. I don't want anybody addict to judge me, okay? Because I'm sure there's plenty of things that anybody listening to this or anybody watching this, I'm sure there's plenty of things that I could judge you on. And I'm not. Okay, so let's just not judge destiny. I'm on a journey. I'm figuring it out. Nobody's perfect. There go D'Angelo, always guzzling down. Always guzzling down all of my damn water. Oh my gosh. If I find something funny and I'm trying to say it, I can never say it without laughing. That's going to be the end of episode 10.
Yep, episode 10.
Why are you whispering October?
Yeah, that's when all the shit's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.